This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Another cryptocurrency exchange. This one is called FTX, and it's run by a guy named Sam Bankman-Fried. As though you didn't need enough of a heads up that this is probably a bad plan to get involved with this guy. He also was the primary advocate. Now, there are multiple people advocating for regulation of the cryptocurrency industry. There's a bunch of like companies that they just go to the government and they say, oh, please, government, just give us regulations. We just want to know. Tell us what to do. We'll just do whatever it is you say, because they want protection from anybody else joining the industry. That's what regulations are, of course, all about. But luckily, there's still a good group of people out there, and a lot of them live here in New Hampshire, who understand that cryptocurrency, Bitcoin, was created to create financial freedom for the individual. That
freedom from the banks.
Correct. To get away from the old system, the government money, the big banks, and to empower the individual. And I think a lot of those people are down in the Caribbean right now, and that's where our next caller, Bill Barger, is with us. He's one of the New Hampshire natives who's become a real sort of noteworthy activist in the Manchester area here in New Hampshire. Bill, welcome to Free Talk Live. You're on the line. Go ahead. It would help if I pressed the right button. There we go, Bill. Now we have you.
Hey, what's going on? Thanks for having me.
Hey, you're calling us all the way from St. Kitts down there in the Caribbean, where, as I understand it, there's a big group of Bitcoin Cash fans that have gathered together for a Bitcoin Cash conference, and I suspect there's a lot of these people that understand that Bitcoin was intended to be used as you know, currency, and that's where the Bitcoin Cash focus has been ever since it was created, when it schismed, if you will, away from the original Bitcoin in 2017, and so now they're getting together down in St. Kitts. You just got there within the last, 24 hours or so? Tell us about what's happening there.
I got there about 48 hours ago. We spent yesterday kind of hanging out, getting the lay of the land. Today's been set up all day for the conference.
Mm-hmm.
But it's pretty awesome. There's people from all over the world here. There's people from Norway, Germany, Japan, Argentina, Brazil, people from around the U.S. There's people from Australia. It's pretty impressive. I've met like a lot of people, a lot of different accents. Surprisingly, a number of them are very familiar with the Free State Project, which is pretty cool.
Nice.
So you,
but yeah, everybody's pretty stoked, and there's been a lot of talk about the whole TRX thing, Sam Bankman Fried has been brought up a lot. A lot of this is over my head. I'm like fairly new to the crypto space, so I'm learning a lot.
And well, yeah, I mean, you sink or swim in this place sometimes, you know, and this guy is just the latest, you know, whether he was committing fraud on purpose or he's just incompetent, he mismanaged other people's money, and of course the mistake was always putting money in somebody else's hands, putting cryptocurrency in somebody else's hands. But one of the things I really wanted you to talk about here tonight, because I knew you were going on this trip, you were visiting us over the weekend here in Keene prior to heading out, was I definitely want to hear...
Yeah.
Is it true? There have been a lot of claims that the Caribbean islands, specifically St. Kitts and its neighboring island, St. Martin, are two of the hottest hotspots in the world, maybe the hottest as far as crypto acceptance per capita, as far as business owners are concerned. If you go to the Bitcoin.com map, I think it's map.bitcoin.com, it'll show you.
Yep, that's it.
Yeah, it shows you there's like 100-something businesses, 160 the last time I looked.
Wow.
I'll pull it up here just so we can get an update on the numbers. But according to this, in St. Kitts right now, there's over 170 businesses. This includes everything from like cab drivers to Burger King to like there's all kinds of businesses, local mom and pop owned stuff that is accepting Bitcoin.
To put it in perspective, I paid for my hotel with Bitcoin Cash.
Nice.
I bought beers with Bitcoin Cash. I was going to pay with cash for, like, my lunch yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And then we onboarded at lunch, we onboarded that company, and we paid in Bitcoin Cash.
Nice. Excellent work, so, sir.
Wow.
Thank you for your service.
Pretty great. I didn't, that was not my work. That was just, like, we were all at lunch, and then there's this guy, Sonny. It's Sonny BCH. If you look him up online, he's great.
Oh,
he's
yeah. Awesome. No, I follow him. I've never had the chance to meet him, but I follow him on Twitter, and this guy is – he's a powerhouse. I mean, he –
he is a powerhouse.
Yeah, this guy is responsible probably single-handedly or darn close to it for the insane level of Bitcoin Cash acceptance on this – on these two islands. He is the liquor distributor, so he's the wholesaler.
He's the booze guy?
Yeah, he's the booze guy.
Yep.
And so he knows all the restaurants. He knows all of the bars. He knows everybody who's in the hospitality business. And it's, you know, a lot of business is about who you know. Do you have a good relationship with people? If you've got a good relationship with somebody, you can go in there and you can make something happen that any old salesman off the street is not going to be able to do. So that's what he's done, is he's just gone to all of his business connections and said, hey, look, you want to start taking Bitcoin Cash? I'll let you pay me in it, right? Because usually one of the challenges for business owners when they start taking cryptocurrencies, they can't buy things with it, right? Like, they can't go to their wholesalers and spend it. So he's sort of completing that circuit for these business owners. So it's like a no-brainer. Why wouldn't they take it as long as people are actually spending it?
Yeah, it's very cool. It's very cool. And now, you know, there's still some places on the island that don't take it. And, you know, we've gone around and done some exploring. And you go in, I would imagine after this weekend, some of these stores who don't take crypto, mm-hmm. they're like, man, all these people are asking if they take BCH. Maybe we should start taking it, you know, because there's like external pressure too. So, you know, if you're getting your stuff from the liquor distributor and he's like, yeah, you should use BCH, you can buy the liquor with it.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I mean, okay, maybe that's good. Maybe I don't want to take that. I don't know how many people are going to spend it. But you get a weekend where there's hundreds of people coming through begging to give you BCH.
Yeah.
That's good for adoption. That's good social pressure.
And I love that for the first time that I'm aware of, that here is a cryptocurrency that competes with government state-based currencies that can be adopted voluntarily, and that's how it's going to happen. It's going to be a grassroots movement. It's going to be people who know other people and trust them with previous engagements, whether it's a customer-to-business relationship, a business-to-business relationship, whatever that may be, advocating for it and going, hey, you know what? I think it's time. And so, like you're describing there, that's the way it's going to happen, in my opinion.
Yeah, it's pretty cool to watch, too. Like this guy Sonny, if somebody says, oh, maybe tomorrow or maybe next time you come in, I'm like, well, I have the machine in my car. bring it right to you. Like, let me show you how it works. Let me get it in your hand.
When you say machine, you mean like a tablet? You mean like a phone or something, like that, a device?
Yeah, he's setting them up with a phone.
Mm-hmm. And then on the phone, are they using the official Bitcoin.com merchant acceptance app?
I do believe so.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not positive on that. I know it looks like the Bitcoin.com wallet to me. It may be the merchant version. I'm not positive.
Yeah.
It's probably their merchant app. Because what you don't want to do is you don't want to give your cashier, you don't want to give them access to your bank account, right? So you don't want to give them your full-on app to where they can send the Bitcoin Cash. You only just make it so they can receive it. So they do have a merchant app. So tell me, of the times you've spent Bitcoin Cash so far, and it sounds like it's been a few or several times, have there been any bumps in the road? Have there been technical difficulties where the app wasn't working or it just wasn't showing paid, that kind of thing?
You know, for me, no. Okay. I did see the person in front of me checking into the hotel. I was also trying to pay with DCH. There was a hiccup there, but it was solved in under a minute.
Okay, good.
I would say it's about as reliable as your Visa, MasterCard, whatever bank account, you know, your credit card, debit card.
What about the people accepting the transaction, like the cashier, like at the hotel, the front desk person? Like, even here in Keene, we kind of live in the future where there's a couple dozen places, I think, still that accept cryptocurrency.
Yeah, it's probably like a dozen.
Okay, but anyway, you know, we have the ability to go do this. And occasionally, there's like a training issue where there's like, you know, a new, you know, wait person at my favorite restaurant.
They don't know how to do it.
They don't know how to do the thing. Did you run into any of that?
I mean, so far, no. There was it's like everybody's ready and almost like excited about it. So you pay your bill in crypto, hit the yes to the bill, with, you know, say, hey, can I pay you in BCH? Like, oh yeah, of course. And they bring over their phone and go,
Bill, do you want to keep talking about this? Do you want to hang on? Stick with us?
Yeah, sure.
More with Bill Barger here. He's down in the Caribbean right now for the Bitcoin Cash Conference. What's it like?
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live. You can join the show here and you can bring up anything you want. The number is 603-283-6160. 603-283-6160. Here tonight is Ian.
And the captain.
And nobody.
And we're on with Bill Barger, who we're going to bring back here in just a moment. He's calling us all the way from St. Kitts tonight, which is one of the top locations on the planet, with an almost unbelievable number of local businesses that are accepting cryptocurrency in the form of Bitcoin Cash. Now, I should mention here that Free Talk Live is brought to you by Bitcoin.com. You can go to Bitcoin.com and click Get Started right there at the top of the page, and then they'll take you some introductory information about Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash, tell you the history of it, get into the details on what are some of the important concepts that you need to know about decentralized currencies. And they can do a great job over there. Just click Get Started at Bitcoin.com. In fact, Bill's going to be there at this conference this weekend, which is called Bitcoin Cash 2022. I found the website. It is BitcoinCash2022.com, also BCH-22.com. And you're gearing up for this thing, Bill. You're going to be helping, I guess, cover or record some of this conference. Is that right?
Yeah, so we're going to be doing a whole live stream of the event, which I encourage people to tune into. That starts nice. Tomorrow at 8 a.m. EST. It should be on Roger Ver's YouTube channel. If not, it will be on the Bitcoin.com YouTube channel. But I think it's going to be on Roger Ver's YouTube channel.
Very cool.
Worth looking up. We've got all sorts of speakers coming through. We're going to talk about, like, Bitcoin Cash as legal tender, if you go to the site, it's like all decentralized engineering. We've got developers. Founders of companies. We've got payment processing experts who are like figuring out, the guy who founded Go Crypto is going to be there. Dejan Roljic, Roger Ver is going to be speaking. I believe the Prime Minister of St. Kitts and Nevis, the Honorable Dr. Terrence Drew will be giving a talk. So it's a pretty serious affair.
Yeah, they're talking about getting adoption going here, right? Like, this is essentially this island that you're on and the nearby St. Martin, which is not too far away.
Yeah.
These are the two hot spots on the planet, as far as I can tell right now, for cryptocurrency real-life adoption. This is something that does not exist in the United States outside of Keene and Portsmouth in New Hampshire. And we are a fraction of what these guys are doing down there. This event basically serves as a showcase of what has already happened there with the over 100-plus businesses that are accepting Bitcoin Cash. And they're bringing in these thinkers and these doers and these activists and, in this one case, some politicians that are actually supportive of it on the islands. You've got the Rolando Bryson. He is the MP, the Member of Parliament from St. Martin. And then Terrence Drew, as you mentioned, is a Prime Minister of St. Kitts and Nevis. So the politicians have taken notice of this. And so that says to me that this is more than just a handful of activists like it is here in New Hampshire that's trying to bring businesses on board. There's serious adoption going on here, and they're looking to take this to the next level, I think.
Yeah, it's pretty impressive to watch. It's like I think there's only 40,000 people on this island.
Wow.
And already 170 of the business owners are taking it, which means that I would imagine in time, thousands and thousands of the people on the island will be using it. I don't know if all 40,000. But the other interesting thing to me is, we saw El Salvador announce that Bitcoin was their official currency or whatever.
Right.
And this is a little bit different just in the sense that it's totally grassroots. It's totally from the ground up. So the prime minister is going to come talk, but he's not telling everybody they have to take crypto.
Right.
He's coming to speak in support of it and then let people do it at their own pace. I like a lot better than the whole centralized, we're going to force you to take crypto. And let's keep people more open to it, Nobody likes to be told what to do.
Certainly a better approach, yeah.
Yeah, when I first started hearing about this, I think it was this summer, I saw the video that Roger Ver had posted of this, I think it was Rolando Bryson from St. Martin, who was being interviewed by these guys, Sonny and Roger, the two of the big players, in the Bitcoin Cash world down there. And this guy was, pointing this out. Was like, if we're going to do something with legal tender, we're not going to force it on people. We're just going to say, hey, look, we're recognizing this. You do what you want with it. Is this going to be something that people do on their own? Then, great. But if not, that's fine, too. We're not going to force it down anybody's throats, which is unusual to hear from a government guy,
It really is. And it seems like the people are pretty excited about it. So like I was saying before the commercial break there, when you pay your bill, you know, they understand how to use the wallet, and they're happy to do it. And then if you want to give them a tip, they're like, oh, yeah, definitely. And they get their own personal wallet.
Okay.
They're already, like, adopting it in their personal lives as well. It's not just something that they do, like they take payment at the restaurant or wherever at the store with crypto. Like, they've got it in their pocket, too, when they leave.
Nice. That's an important factor. That's a really important factor because, and this was one of the questions I had, because I reached out to Roger. He's, you know, Bitcoin.com's a longtime sponsor, and I reached out to him. I said, Roger, is this all you? Are you the only guy going around spending Bitcoin Cash? Because if that's the case, you're not going to be able to sustain 100 businesses, right? Because if you're only one guy,
right.
And he said, no, there's actually real people who are spending Bitcoin Cash in this economy. It's not just him. It's not just Sonny. There are actually people using this. And that would be a question. If I were you, Bill, if I were going around talking to waitresses and you know, bar staff or whoever it is, some grocery stores are taking this, right? Like, this is big down there.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I was going to say, I would ask the question of the employees. I would say, how many times this week or how many people over the last week or 2 weeks or whatever have actually spent Bitcoin Cash? Because I would really want to get a feel for not just whether or not they know how to use it, because that's an indicator that it's being used, but also just get their feedback and find out, you know, what's the reality of this? Is this being used by just tourists? Is this actual, you know, regular customers, islanders that are, you know, natives that are coming in? I would be asking all those questions.
I should do that. Maybe I'll call back on Monday and fill you guys in.
That'd be awesome if you would.
Yeah, I'd love to.
What else do you want to share? Is there anything else that we missed to ask you about this conference?
Well, I don't want to eat up too much of your time, and I don't know exactly what it's going to be. I would say there's going to be a lot to learn. As somebody who's like not really an expert on crypto, I'm excited to be in the room watching it, and
that's cool.
I would encourage people to tune in. You know, it's like an all-day event. If you go to bch-22.com, you see the speakers, the agenda. You'll have the time that everything's going to be happening. So if you want to tune in only for part of it, you know, you'd be like, oh, I just want to tune in for the panel on legal tender of crypto. You know, you can just tune in for that.
That's so cool. And it's awesome that they're going to do this for free, that anybody online can go and just watch this stream.
Yes. And actually, I believe, you know, the stream, listen, we're on an island. It's a fairly remote location.
Mm-hmm.
The stream quality will not be perfect. It will be good. The internet, you know, we can't guarantee the internet's going to have 100% uptime. But if there is downtime, we're going to have a whole HD recorded version of this that will go up online as well.
Sweet. Oh,
so
awesome.
If for some reason there's some technical issue that we didn't have, like, a contingency plan for.
You guys are actually recording. You're recording a high-quality version there at the source. Very cool, Bill. Keep us informed as this develops. Anytime you want to check in with us, definitely let us know. And certainly at Monday at the latest, I will definitely be back on the air on Monday, so I definitely want to hear all about your experience. Thanks for calling in tonight, man. I appreciate it.
Thanks, guys. Look for your dad.
Yep, that's Bill Barger. He is Bill is a joke on Twitter. If you want to follow him over there, he's always doing some cool stuff out there in the Manchester area and now down in the islands.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Friday marks the first Veterans Day since new legislation was signed by President Biden expanding health care benefits for service members who were exposed to toxic burn pits. This, as Vice President Kamala Harris says, veterans and their families deserve to be taken care of.
Fulfilling that obligation means making sure veterans can access the support and the resources they need to thrive.
Consumers of all ages and income groups are feeling less optimistic about the state of the economy due to recession fears. The University of Michigan's early consumer sentiment reading for November fell 9% from last month to its lowest level since June. Buying conditions for big-ticket items decreased sharply due to uncertainty over rising interest rates and continued high prices. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Here in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
The Reverend Captain Kickass is here.
We also have...
And nobody.
Nobody's with us as well. Nobody, you were just kind of listening in during our conversation there with Bill down in St. Kitts. I know you're a big fan of Bitcoin Cash and, you know, alternative currencies. I mean, any thoughts on the conference and what's going on down there with the adoption?
I'm delighted to hear it. I don't think they let felons in, unfortunately.
Really?
But, I think that's a discussion that we had, that they had,
well, they let Roger Ver
on the air run. I could be wrong on that.
Felon.
But, oh, wow.
Yeah, so I don't know. I mean, he's...
Well, hopefully we didn't just tip them off.
right. He's a wealthy felon. I don't know if that makes a difference, but...
frequently it does.
Yeah.
Just ask Epstein.
Mm. Yeah. Who knows where he is these days?
I'm guessing a beach at Tel Aviv, kicked back, drinking a pina colada.
Mm. Speaking of Tel Aviv, that actually brings up the conspiracy theory that I have here about FTX, this Bitcoin exchange that has gone bankrupt as of this week. The theory from Thor Maximalist on Twitter, he says... Sam Bankman-Fried was a deep state Mossad operative that had the objective to destroy the credibility of the crypto industry. They used Mossad assets, contacts, credibility, and raised from some of the biggest investors in the world to establish credibility. They social engineered the world's most credible investors into buying into the buying in the forum without getting any board seats. They used that money to buy every media spot and grow users' deposits. Return on investment was calculated
on... Well, that last about board seats could well be important, because generally, if you've got an out-of-control CEO, who's going to catch him?
The board.
Right.
They don't have a board, apparently. Or at least or at least they have a board that they managed to exclude all of their savvy investors from, which makes me wonder how we're defining savvy investors these days.
They say here that return on investment was calculated on user deposits. They never intended to repay them. They used their planted journalists to shape the perception people had of Sam. That's the CEO, or was. He's resigned now under the bankruptcy. They make him look like the boy wonder who could do no wrong, establishing his credibility while never pointing to the conflict of interest of Alameda, which was another company that he formed, trading against their customers. They use the contacts and funds to launder money to massage chosen candidate and get him in front of politicians as the most credible actor in the industry. And yes, they did fund the Biden campaign, by the way. FTX, the Sam Bankman-Fried, donated billions, I think.
Weird.
The goal ensures...
No, it's a two-for-one. They can rob crypto people and at the same time damage crypto. So it's you know, double your money, double your fun.
And to be fair, this is just a conspiracy theory that I'm sharing that he's cooked up, but it's interesting. The goal, he says, ensure politicians would want to regulate this place with a fist of steel when the Ponzi was discovered. A secondary goal was to destabilize DeFi, which stands for decentralized finance. They used customers' deposits and investors' capital to destabilize ecosystems that were a threat to the fiat money printing monopoly. And there's a theory that Sam Bankman-Fried was the person behind, and all the money that he had to throw around, was the person who was behind the failure of earlier this year what was called Terra, a.k.a. UST, which was the world's largest and, to that point, most successful decentralized stablecoin, and they sank it. They managed to completely destroy Terra and wiped out I don't know how many billions of dollars worth of value basically overnight. So the theory was this guy had something to do with that. Now comes in Alameda.
And there's a lot of things in the crypto market that are kind of inexplicable if you think about them. I mean, the value of a crypto is in its ability to do transactions.
Mm-hmm.
So why is BTC worth more than BCH when BCH, for the same amount of crypto, can do a lot more transactions?
Right.
It doesn't make a lot of sense, and people say, oh, well, BTC is the official crypto, or the official Bitcoin. Well, somebody decided that, but that wasn't decided at the beginning.
Well, I think the answer is BTC came first, so it's got a big network effect, it's got big name recognition.
But did it come first? They copied the same database, so at the point of their split, they were identical. They both came into existence at the same time.
Yeah, well, the market sort of looked at BTC as the original, you know, however you want to view it. That's, I think, the way things went. And so it's got that name recognition that's hard to eliminate, right? The first to market always has, or at least for a long time, has an advantage. And we have yet to see a demand in the crypto marketplace for anything besides number go up investments. I mean, that's the bulk of what people want out of cryptocurrency, it seems, because that's what's being promoted. That's what the news is talking about. They don't talk about using crypto as a currency or what they're doing down there in the islands right now in the Caribbean. They don't talk about that. That's not the focus at all. And that's not what the tools are that are designed in the industry. There's a very slim pickings as far as like point of sale software. And it's tough out there to spread this stuff, because the average crypto person is not anything more than somebody who's just simply buying in the hopes that the number's going to go up over time. And hopefully that'll change over time, but we're not there yet, unfortunately.
Well, I would say that's true. I think some of the insane returns have been part of the reason that people lost track of, okay, we're undertaking a technical project here to provide something that's never existed before.
Mm-hmm.
And where do you want to put your money? Well, where it will pay for the best development is really, I mean, that's the thing that's going to most benefit the market as a whole. My theory has been from the beginning that there were massive pumps from the Federal Reserve going into blockcoin or blockchain. What's the word I'm looking for? Blockstream coin.
Yeah, right, yeah. Maybe they were behind this FTX thing too. Maybe this kid Sam Bankman-Fried, who's got parents that are connected with the World Economic Forum, and or an aunt that's connected with them, and his dad is like, you know, a big regulating kind of character from what I've seen. Maybe they had something to do with this FTX failure, and it was all plotted from the beginning. But there's a little bit more here from Thor Maximalist on Twitter. He says, so Sam has this $20 billion hedge fund called Alameda, which is now offline. Their team of quants would analyze every possible way to destroy decentralized money. They executed black ops profitable trading strategies everywhere they went. They were behind the BNB hack. And he says that CZ's response was in revenge. He's referring to the CZ is the owner, the CEO of Binance, the world's largest Bitcoin exchange. What happened earlier this week that kicked off the dominoes that led to FTX completely failing was CZ announced that he was going to sell off his $2 billion worth of FTX tokens. And he was just going to take them and just dump them, basically. And then, you know, then people started demanding their withdrawals and trying to sell their tokens and, you know, push the thing out into, you know, closer to zero. He says, Janet Yellen spoke of UST, which is the thing that failed earlier this year, for the first time the morning before it depegged from the dollar, and the depeg happened later that day. He says FTX was behind the attack. It was their second time trying. The first time was a rebalance of a different website's pool, draining all of the non-UST collateral. The first attempt failed, but it worked after destabilizing another dollar stablecoin called Magic Internet Money. A coordination with the U.S. Black Ops team revealed the identity of somebody that was behind this. UST was weakened with user funds, and they had enough firepower to attack it. They went for the kill by creating a bank run on the other crypto MIM and removing all liquidity from the Curve pools. The market was in panic, and UST was done for. They made FTX a household name in order to rug pull the retail investors. We talked a little bit about rug pulls last night. The idea is you make somebody feel like they're all safe and secure, and then you just pull the rug right out from under them and take all their money. And that looks like that's what might have happened here in the FTX case.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. The phones are open and you can join the show here. We're talking about the latest cryptocurrency exchange that has failed. It has been in the news all weekend. Just keeps getting bigger as far as this story is concerned. More people are paying attention. They just filed bankruptcy today. The exchange was called FTX, and it was run by this frumpy dude who can't even sit up straight named Sam Bankman-Fried. Yes, his name was actually Bankman. And if that wasn't enough of a warning to stay away from this person, the biggest warning, the biggest red alert was the fact this guy was one of the strongest advocates for regulation. Right. He was the one saying we need government to protect people, et cetera, et cetera. And now the people who use his exchange thinking it was all safe because he cared about regulations, they got taken for a multi-billion dollar ride and they are screwed. They'll be lucky if they get pennies on the dollar back from this. It's Ian the Captain and nobody here in the studio tonight. We're just sharing a potential conspiracy theory suggesting that this guy was actually an agent, if not of the Mossad, the Federal Reserve, the federal government, essentially cooking up another reason for government to come in and regulate. And as Thor Maximalist says, he predicts the ensuing regulation will also force people to use third-party custodians for crypto assets. It will then be harder to on-ramp and off-ramp crypto in self-custody. This will be done under the guise of consumer protection. Captain, you were just saying off the air that it's very difficult right now for you to just buy some Bitcoin. You want to buy at this lower price point, but you're having a hell of a time trying to figure out how to do it.
Well, it's not that I can't. I could, but I don't want to connect a bank account to one of these centralized exchanges with all of the KYC and all that kind of crap.
Your customer requirements,
you know? So, like, I have to go old school and, you know, rely on the person to person. I mean, the way cryptocurrency, Bitcoin Cash, whatever, they're all supposed to be peer-to-peer currencies. Right, so that means I'm supposed to be able to go find a person who's got something to sell, make an agreement, and then, you know, we exchange. And that's all there is to it. No KYC involved, and so I have to go old school, which is probably the proper way, in my opinion, to go about getting yourself some cryptocurrency. If you've never bought any, you know, find somebody who has some, be like, dude, how do I get some? Can I perform a service for you? Can I, earn it somehow?
That's the best way to get it.
That's,
right?
In my opinion, the best way. Yeah,
in cryptocurrency.
In fact, I did some work recently, and I will be paid in some cryptocurrency.
Sweet.
So, yeah, it's side work type stuff. So I've got a regular day job, but like I do some side things, and I try from time to time to earn cryptocurrency. So you know, I guess in that way.
Yeah, and I'm sure nobody, you agree with this, that one of the major failures in crypto over the last decade has been the centralization of it, that there's so many different companies out there that they're happy to hold on to your crypto for you, and then they go and they do things like investing it behind your back, and they take risks with it that you may not have been willing to take, and then it goes bye-bye.
Yeah, well, it's it can be virtuous to say, well, maybe the problem is not in our stars, but in ourselves, as Shakespeare wrote.
Mm-hmm.
And what has the Bitcoin community done badly that may have contributed to this? Well, user interface, I think, is one of the big things. The wallets are not particularly easy to use from mm-hmm. the point of view of a technophobe.
Right.
The standardization is not good. I bought some a coin through Coinomi through their exchange. Well, Coinomi, for whatever reason, is no longer hearing whatever happens on that blockchain. So I can't see this coin in Coinomi, though I've looked on the Blockchain Explorer and seen that it's there. So now I have to find another coin or another wallet that can deal with this.
This could take you, who is an experienced programmer, hours to remedy. You've got to find the right wallet.
It's already taken me many hours, although in the process I've been taking the extra time to learn more and more and more about how each coin's address is generated.
But the takeaway here is you
from
can
the root
do that.
Key to the to a private key. I can do that. Somebody else, you know,
somebody's grandma
might have
able
issues.
To do that. The average user is going to just, you know, they're going to send a message to the help squad or whatever at Coinomi, and they're not going to get a response, and then they're going to be burned on crypto.
I did that, and they did send me a not particularly bad response, which they sent me a pointer to basically a spreadsheet where you put in your as an HTML page where you put in your wallet words and it will calculate out everything else from that. Of course, you never want to do that on a website.
This is
all in JavaScript. So you download the page, you might even yank out your Ethernet cord, and then you put your data into this frigging thing and, you know, make sure it's generating the same addresses that your wallet generates.
Yeah, this is a nightmare.
But,
this is a nightmare
but,
for the average
Yeah, this
person.
Is not something that ordinary people can do. It's not something they should have to do.
Well, the other thing this FTX debacle is doing is driving up the exchange prices. So, for example, I went into my Edge wallet looking to...
Exchange
you know,
prices of what?
Well, so the fees, right, is what I'm saying. So
the prices have been going down.
Right, so for example, I just did this during one of the breaks. I went into my Edge wallet, and I was like, okay, let me try and see what it's going to cost to buy some BTC with a debit card. Maybe I'll do a small purchase, right? And so the exchange price listed in the wallet was $16,800 or so for BTC. And by the time I got in to do the transaction, the exchange that they picked, which, by the way, was a non-KYC exchange, so Edge Wallet does have that feature.
Wow.
They wanted, like, their price was $17,900.
Wow.
So $1,000 per Bitcoin more than what the, you know, the average price is, according to Edge Wallet.
So you're looking at a 4% markup from an exchange, which means, but you didn't have to dance for them.
Maybe that's why, Captain. Maybe the
I'm
big markup
sure that's
because
why,
there's no KYC.
But it's like I'm damned if I do and damned if I don't, right?
Yeah.
You know, like, I mean, that's the price of doing business right now in this environment, I guess. But it's all of the fear porn surrounding cryptocurrency that's making this happen.
Yeah. Let's go to the phones. We got Major Payne on the line here in Michigan. Go ahead, Major.
Yeah, that 4% increase you just talked about sounds a lot like the bump up you're going to pay from the spot price of silver to the minted price of silver.
That's a good point.
But,
yep.
Yeah, I want to talk.
Although
about
technically, that's called seniorage, and the pure cryptocurrencies that are unbacked are actually pure seniorage to begin with. There is no raw material. Seniorage is the difference between the value of your raw material and the value of your finished coin. But there is no raw material to our coin, so...
Right. Well, there is absolutely no reason to add on 4%. Maybe 2, and even that's highway robbery. But anyway,
well, there is a reason, which is if you price it at 3% and you're getting more business than you can handle, then you jack your price to 4%.
Well, that's the plan. I reckon that's all fair and love and war. But I want to talk about this troll king that y'all was talking about, who made off with all the commodities. How many of these Bitcoin conglomerates did he consume before he went down?
Oh, so you're talking about this FTX guy, Sam Bankman Fried.
Yeah,
he absorbed a ton of companies. There's literally 130 companies that are associated with this bankruptcy.
That's horrible.
Yeah, this is huge.
This is like a bad remake of The Weekend at Bernie's. He made off everything.
Speaking of Madoff, they're suggesting here that this could be another Enron. FTX could be another Enron situation, according to Fox Business. Former Treasury Secretary Larry Summers says this could be very similar to energy trader Enron scandal in the early 2000s. He held positions with the Clinton Obama administrations, said that this has been compared to Lehman Brothers, which was the largest bankruptcy of its time, but he says it's more likely to be like Enron, and he gives an example of that. Enron had pursued bankruptcy protection the year it was discovered the massive firm had engaged in shady, off-the-books business and accounting practices. The energy and commodities company ultimately collapsed, costing $74 billion in shareholder funds and sending thousands of employees to the unemployment line, and then they make some comparisons between these two situations that are very similar. Major, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. There's more coming up here. You can join us in an hour.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.